Hey guys.
Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Translation Day, everybody. I was so caught up in greeting everybody in chat that yes, Gary, I almost forgot to call in and start the show. But I did, and welcome everyone to Black Talk Radio, where the Lord Jesus is our focus and his return is in our hearts. It's aching. We're aching to see him face to face. We're aching for him to come for us. And this is the venue where we can talk all about him and his imminent return without anybody telling us, now, no one knows the day or the hour. Look at all these dates that have come and gone, and another one went and went by. But you know what? Our faith is bringing him to us. Our faith is going to bring him to us and then take us back to him. So let's hold on to our faith in him. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, welcome, Judy, guest. We have 2-3 guests. Kenneth. Hey, Chris. Good to see you here. Let's see, Nick. Michelle. Rojo. Wow. and Jerry, of course. I know. I feel like I've been gone for such a long time. Man, I've had such a crazy week. Can you believe a death in, you know, my circle of friends and a wedding all in the same week? Unbelievable. The funeral, my friend's funeral will be Friday. The burial is Friday. But, you know, I got to thinking, you know, death and resurrection, a burial and wedding. And, you know, I went to my friend's wedding on Sunday, and it was a church wedding, and it was really surprisingly, it was really nice. It was a little bit out of the norm, and I just want to tell you something about it, because I've never been to this type of a wedding. It was on a Sunday morning. During regular service, and you know, the wedding was not exclusive to the, you know, bridal guests, to the bridal party and the guests. Oh no, it was, you know, it was a typical church service. Well, not typical, because the message for the service was about marriage. And it was really, really good. But, you know, if people wanted to come in just to come in, they were in for a treat, because it was a wedding that they were witnessing. And the other aspect of the wedding, it was when, you know, there was no, you know, here comes the bride. You know, it was nothing like that. It was just, they, you know, they sang a few songs, and the father, you know, walked the bride down the aisle. The bride sat on one side, the bridegroom on the other side, you know, and then, you know, the pastor talked about, you know, about what a wedding and what a marriage is about, and then the bride went up to the, you know, to the podium, or, you know, up to the altar. She faced the audience, and she gave her testimony on being saved, on her salvation. And after she did, you know, and she was very excited to be marrying, you know, James. And then James went up there, and he gave his testimony, and it was so, so moving because, boy, oh, boy, you know, he's been to hell and back. And he talked about his rebelliousness and, you know, how he just was angry. And the angrier he got, the deeper, the darker the path he took. And finally, you know, in spite of everybody encouraging him and praying over him, one day he just fell on his knees and asked the Lord to help him and to forgive him for turning his back on him. And this was about a year, and it's only been a year and a half that he totally repented and turned his life around. He's 35, and his bride is 32. So they gave their testimony, and then, you know, they got married. Oh, and the other thing about them is they've known each other off and on since they were about 15, because he's been going off and on to that church. So they've been friends throughout, you know, the years off and on. But a year ago they started dating, and they never kissed while they were dating and courting. And when the pastor pronounced them, you know, husband and wife, they kissed for the first time. And that was, wow, that, you know, for them to have waited, they barely even held hands the whole time that they were courting. You know, they barely touched each other because they didn't want to be tempted. And I thought that was just awesome, you know, just incredible. And the one last thing I want to share about that the wedding was that something really moved me, because it was, you know, obviously the bridal party was invited to celebrate the wedding, but the fact that, you know, who weren't part of the bridal party were in attendance. They were just guests. And I thought about us as the bride of Christ, that, and I thought of that, the account where, you know, the wedding was ready, you know, the feast was ready, and people didn't want to come because they were too busy. And so they just went out to the, you know, the servants went out to the streets, and they were just inviting anybody, hey, you know, come on in, come on in, come on in, and come on and celebrate the wedding with us. And that was a picture of what's going to be for us. So it was just really, I was just really, really, really moved. And, you know, sorry to take so much time, but I wanted to share this with everybody. And so, hey, we've got a bunch of callers. So I want to welcome 317. Hi, 317.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Carol.
Jerry.
It's Jerry.
It's Jerry, right?
Yep.
Hey, Jerry. Did you like my little testimony there on the wedding?
Yeah, that's great. I think that's a super way to start our
it
service.
Was,
it's awesome.
Is. Yeah, it was really neat. You know, I haven't been to a wedding in eons, but this was the happiest wedding I've ever been to. I don't know, maybe it's because we're the bride, and there was a recollection, a reminder or something, but I was just so happy for them. And they really, really were in love, are in love with each other. And that was also, you know, just so, so incredibly moving. You know, they're both so dedicated to the Lord. I don't know how rapture-centric they are. I know that they believe the Lord is coming very soon, but, you know, they're happy to be married. You know, that I can tell you. So let's see, 818, is that Keith or Tana?
It could be either.
I'm not sure who you're talking to. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Hi. Yes, Tana. I love you all.
Love you, Tana.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love you too. I'm so happy to hear your voice. It's so good to be here. I've had a lot on my plate lately, but I love you guys a lot, and I'm so glad to be here. So, and there's a lot going on. I don't want anybody to get discouraged because, I know that one thing we're all very much aware of is, a lot of us are going through spiritual attacks, through trials, tribulations, hardships, and we're like, hey, why is this happening? We should be, so excited and not distracted with all this stuff. But, the weapons are formed against us, but God promises that they're not going to prosper over us. And I definitely rejoice in that. And I have to remind myself every day, hey, get away from me, you ugly devil. And don't you touch me. I belong to Jesus, and I'm washed and covered by the precious blood of the Lamb, and I have the full armor of God on. So you can't touch me, right?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen.
Full armor of God.
Yep.
Love you, chat. Love you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. And yes, it's great to talk to you as well, Carol, but I wish I was talking to you in heaven as opposed to here on earth on the phone. But that's
right.
Timing is
Jesus.
Timing is perfect.
God's
timing is perfect. Am I working? I actually just
got
the Seven Days of Our Lives today, so
yeah,
I just finished.
Oh, good. Excellent. Okay, let's see. 914, I think that's Pat? No.
That's Stacy.
No,
it's Joe.
I'm sorry?
It's Joe and Stacy, but it's usually Joe.
Oh, okay. Okay. and then we've got 973. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you?
That's Mama.
Love you all. Hi, sweeties.
Hi,
how you doing?
Love you
guys.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, sweetie. I'll read Lionel later. Get everybody else on. I'll just do it later. It's really good.
Good. Well, hey, for those who are not in chat, Judy just posted something awesome. Rabbi Kaduri, you all remember Rabbi Kaduri?
Oh, yes.
According to his prophecy, the whole month of August, the ninth of our month, is when Jesus comes.
The ninth of August is today.
Yes, August.
Today is Tuesday, right? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, come
yes,
here, Jesus.
Bridal day.
Yes,
wedding day.
Yes, we're getting married.
It's Tuesday. Yes, definitely, Pat. Tuesday, bridal day.
Really? And
no.
to think I just went to a wedding. And I just shared, there were people that were not invited, that were not part of the bridal party and the bridal guests at the service. They just attended like it was a typical service for them, and the message that as they heard was a message on a wedding, the meaning of a wedding, and marriage, and it was really, really good, and I was so happy. But I was so happy because I think not only was I happy for the bride and the bridegroom, but I was happy because we're the bride and we're going. That was just this t- tiny, 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 tiny little picture of mm-hmm. our wedding.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay, you guys, I'm handing the show over to you all, and you guys tell me what's on your heart. I do have some news to share, you know, if you all have the news, Jerry or Donna, you have the news or Pat, this is news time. Let's get the news
Keith,
going.
Keith, where are you?
It's funny, Carol, because actually today I've been doing other stuff. I've just been in such a great place.
Good.
Really, really, really edified, and I haven't been following the news very much. Today, I just see that ceasefire started.
Yeah.
And,
it hasn't been broken yet. So it's still going.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, let me share with you what I learned today. Okay.
Okay.
Some of it is bad. Well, it's all bad, but it's really good. It's really good. There's one news piece that is awesome, 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 and I'll save it for the last part. Okay. You know, the stock market, and whether you all pay attention to it or not, is taking a dive.
Yeah.
It's going through a
mm-hmm.
huge, huge correction. Okay, now,
mm-hmm.
The interesting part to me is, well, I do watch it. I do follow it because I was going to be a stock trader, so I learned a lot about stock. I've learned a lot about stock trading, and you know, in the stock market world, even though the news comes out and it's horrible news and blah blah blah, it's going down. Believe me, there's a lot of money to be made right now. So you know, that's neither here nor there. What is interesting about the stock market declining is what we know, and what I'll just share with you real quick, is that in Revelation 13, it exposes the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the mark of the beast, which is the one world currency that the world will need in order to buy and sell. So in order to buy and sell and have the mark of the beast, the stock market totally has to be abolished, has to totally crash, has to be wiped out. I believe that's going to happen when we leave. The moment we leave, the economy all over the world crashes all at once. You know, that's and that's so. Since we're still here, even though the stock market is tanking, we're still here. Okay, but this is what the news said about it today, which I thought was exciting for us regarding the stock market. It said here that what scared the stock market is the growing tensions between Russia and Ukraine.
Wow.
And that these tensions could escalate into a military conflict.
Oh, yeah.
And we all know that that could mean World War III.
Yeah.
So that's exciting for us. You know, we all know that California is going through a severe drought. That's the second news item that I'm going to present. Okay, and this is what I learned today, that this drought is going to set off a number of earthquakes, a lot of earthquakes.
Mm, that makes sense.
A shattering earthquake, because what California will be doing is they're going to be pumping water out of the ground, and you know it's like fracking, so it's going to create more and more earthquakes. But well, we know about the earthquakes, so this is all just not anything, you know, real news to us, but it's just a reminder of how close we are. Now the next piece of item which is a miraculous news piece, is awesome. you know that Gaza, you know that Hamas is constantly shooting rockets and missiles over to Israel. Well, today, a missile from Hamas went over, either today or yesterday, went over to it was going to hit Tel Aviv, right? And Israel has this iron drone, and they're able to shoot those missiles off, you know, in the air so that they don't strike. But they missed twice. For whatever reason, they missed twice, and they started panicking, and the military said, we have four seconds, get everybody out. And right then and there, a strong wind diverted that missile, and it landed in the sea.
Wow.
And
wow.
Israel, the Israeli army declared, this is what is awesome, they declared the hand of God sent that missile into the sea. It was headed for Tel Aviv, and at the very last second, before it hit Tel Aviv, a strong wind came, and God's hand sent it into the sea, and it never touched Tel Aviv. And I thought that was I thought that was just so exciting.
Yeah.
Wow,
so that's the news.
That.
Yeah, I read, and then of course we know that it's no surprise to us that Obama and Netanyahu are butting heads, and that they're their ties, their connection is very rocky. You know, their communication is very rocky. So I wanted to, that's the news that I have for today, and I think that's pretty awesome, right?
That's great.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I didn't hear that. Wow.
The Lord, I saw that headline, but as you were speaking about that, the Lord put a question into my heart. Who do you think he's doing that for? Do you think he's doing that to protect Israel? Or do you think he's doing it as a testimony to Israel?
Testimony.
Absolutely.
Testimony.
Testimony to Israel. You know? And it's a testimony to us, too.
Everybody,
you know?
The whole
That's
world.
That's right. Amen.
It's a testimony. I think I read that Hamas or somebody said, that their God always moves their missiles or their targets. You know, they recognize the God of Israel. That their God protects them. Our God, which is our God, not their God, but our God protects them. So
sounds like the Old Testament,
doesn't it? Sure does. It sure does. So Lord, right now we lift you up in glory and praise.
And praise.
Thank you
for
protecting Israel.
Wow.
For being for showing Israel that your hand really is on her, that you love her. In spite of her not believing in Yeshua, but she is yours. She is the wife of Father God, and you love her, and you gave yourself for her as well. And all the people that are against you, your mercy is upon them, and we ask you, Lord, to shower them with your love, like you're showering us. With your love, shower them with your love. Shine your light on them. Show them how much they need you, and that you are their deliverer, that you are their provider. You are the peace of God, and no peace can come without you. And we pray for you to have mercy on all the children, and all the women and the men that are wounded. These horrible battles, cover them all with your precious blood and with your precious love, Lord Jesus. In the name of our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
there was a, they said there was a cloud of glory around the soldiers as well, protecting them. I didn't read the whole article, but I remember seeing that on the internet, that they seemed to be protected. Yeah, maybe someone knows more about that. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't hear that, but...
I know a little bit about it. The story is they had, the Israeli soldiers had planned an assault in Gaza, and it was scheduled before dawn. And for reasons they didn't specify, it was delayed. And dawn was starting to occur, and they were planning on having the cover of darkness to make their movements across this area. And it was delayed, but they had to go anyway. And just before they had to go, a huge area of fog, a cloud, blanketed the area they needed to cover without being detected.
Wow.
Which it did.
Wow.
Which it did. Yeah.
Yeah. Hamas is looking at this too, so maybe, you know, they'll have a little wake-up call saying, what is this God that they serve, you know? Certainly maybe not the one we have.
Right.
You know.
Well, I know there was an article of the Palestinians that Ari said, wow, that their God is stopping all our missiles or something like that.
Cool.
Yeah, right. They're
not light, so that
exactly
was a strong wind, baby.
Right.
Yep. So they're seeing the testimony. They're seeing the God of Abraham, Isaac,
Amen.
And Jacob,
yes.
You know,
absolutely.
You know, at work. They're seeing
Yay.
Him at work. So, and just think, if he loves if he loves Israel, how much more does he love us? Because we accepted his son Jesus.
Yeah,
we accepted him. We received him. You know, we
believe.
You know, we believe, and we went to the cross. You know, we washed ourselves in his blood and said, yes, Lord, you know, you wash me, and I'm yours. I belong to you. We gave ourselves to him because he gave himself to us and for us. And you know, how blessed we are. We're blessed and highly favored and...
Bible prophecy come true. We're seeing a Bible prophecy where he said he protects Israel, and now we've just seen it. We've seen two cases of direct intervention. We're watching
it.
We've got our eyeball thing here right on the world in prophecy. We're watching our God work powerfully, protecting his own.
I know. He is. And just think how much, you know, how much closer we are for him to come for us.
Yes, true.
You know, he's coming. He's coming for us.
Yeah.
We should not be discouraged whatsoever.
Oh.
It's just that the battles sometimes get a little.
We're all in this together. We all have our days. Trust me, we do.
Yes,
you have to stay so close to the Lord and really have trust that he's right next to you, because there's moments you're kind of looking around, but he's there all the time, and you have to say, Jesus, I know you're right next to me, and I'm not going to let this or that or whatever is coming at me get to me. You know, you just you got to do that. You got to do that because the enemy is furious.
Yeah.
He's furious.
My,
he can try every trick. Yeah, go ahead.
That's okay. My comment about the ceasefire is that every ceasefire with these people is an opportunity for a sneak attack.
Yes.
And the people of Israel have been holed up and going back and forth into shelters and, you know, bomb shelters for a long time. And this is the first substantial break that they've had in quite a while. And if someone was going to try a larger kind of an attack, this would be the best opportunity they've had. Where the population is concerned, not the military necessary. Yeah.
We can't trust them.
And so I don't know what's going to happen, But I know that would be my primary consideration at the moment.
Turkey's threatening them, too. They're saying you're going to pay in blood for what you've done if they're threatening Israel. So who knows how they're going to get involved now and cause chaos and madness.
And I also think the ceasefire is a good opportunity for Hamas to reload all his weapons.
Of course.
To get all his weapons through the country or in his area, and then also to more of a strategic plan of what he's going to do now. So, you know, bombard once the ceasefire is over so he's ready. Yeah,
somebody said they ran out of rockets.
I mean, Israel's destroyed. They're gone, everything. Yeah. Israel's destroyed everything. So now it's like, okay, we'll ceasefire because he's destroyed everything. So, yeah, we'll use the ceasefire to get more weapons and stuff from other countries.
Oh, somebody said they ran out of rockets. Hamas.
Mm.
So
what's with Iran?
They're waiting to get them from Iran. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. I think that would be right.
Perfect opportunity to do that.
Yes. This is not necessarily going to go in favor of Israel.
I know. Every time I'm with you guys. Every time we hear of a ceasefire, for a few hours, for 24 hours, for 72 hours, we know it's not. They're not going to. It's not about really wanting to talk peace. Hamas has said over and over and over again, they're not going to let up. And they're not letting
Israel.
Up because but here's the caveat. My friend always makes fun of me because I say that word all the time. But here's the caveat to it. Hamas knows that they have the support of, Iran and ISIS and all the other terrorist groups. They know they have that support. So they're confident. See, if it was just Hamas against Israel and they didn't have any support from anybody else, they would already have given up. But they're confident now because the nations are starting to gather around Israel. And there's all these distractions on top of everything else. We've got, the Ukraine and Russia conflict over there, our economy, the world economy, everything just going haywire. And all of that is just, the devil just stirring the pot. Come on. So, we forget that we already had the first blood moon, pass in April on Passover. The next blood moon will be, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's October 5th. I know it's in October. I want to say it's October 5th on Feast of Tabernacles. That is so prophetic based on the past, past experiences of the tetrads. So this is not going to let up. And in my opinion, and I think everybody can agree that before, and I know, listen, we all know Jesus can come for us right now. And we believe he's coming for us, any moment. We know it. I know it.
Right.
Okay? But in the grand scheme of things, there are four blood moons that always, Passover, Tabernacles, Passover, Tabernacles. For the last blood moon will be, I think, in September of 2015. I think that's when.
Yes, it's a super blood moon.
And that'll
super
the super
blood,
blood
moon.
Yeah, and that'll
the
be
the biggest of all.
Right, and according to the studies on the four blood moons and the history of the four blood moons, something always bad and good happens to Israel. You know, the bad is the persecution, the good is God delivering them. But in this, but now, you know, in this day, today that we're in, the difference between those tetrads and what, you know, and the attacks on Israel that are happening now is that this, we are at the end of God's will. The Lord is saying, enough is enough, okay? It's time for me to come take my people. Take my people home. First is the bride of Christ. We go first.
Yeah.
And then Israel, okay? Or, you know, the left behinders that call on Jesus. But so for me, you know, boy, do I want, like all of us, I'm not alone. We want him to come now. Let's get this on the road. Right? Amen.
I have something to read to you that just came into me from a Pastor Enoch. It's a message from God the Father. It's pretty strong. I just got it this minute. So if you guys want to hear this, I think you might want to hear this. Okay, God the Father, urgent call to mankind. Peace to you all, my heirs. The climate is being manipulated by the hand of man. Ultrasounds and energetic rays are modifying the flow of winds, making the weather suffers many variation in many places on Earth. All this brings nefarious consequences which are affecting the ecosystem of my creation. The nuclear tests that many nations are doing are weakening the core and crust of the Earth. There you go. Each vibration which is done in the interior of my Earth causes movements of tectonic plates and the terrestrial magma, by provoking earthquakes and glides of the polar ice caps, increasing the levels of waters in the sea, which join with these tectonic replacements is what causes the large ocean waves that you call tsunamis. As Father and Creator, I make an urgent call to all men of science of these latest times and the kings of this world to stop their experiments in the interior of my Earth and in the atmosphere, because this is weakening the Earth orbit and endangering the planetary system. All your nefarious experiments are affecting the rotation of my Earth and the harmonious equilibrium which prevails in the universe. Stop, foolish children, to experiment with my creation. I will not allow you to continue manipulating the laws which govern the universe. I will send fire from heaven to all those nations which are manipulating the weather and drilling the interior of my Earth. My cup is overflowing. My creation demands justice, and justice will be what will receive. Justice is what you receive. You will receive all these impious nations. Do you think, O foolish, that you can play to be God? I tell you that you are wrong. You will meet very soon the rigor of my righteousness, and you will know that I am who I am, the ruler of the universe, the one and true God, who will make you pay for all your injustices with which you have subjected my people and my creation. I have given orders to my angels of justice to pour out the bowl of holy righteousness upon the impious nations. The weed I will prune like Sodom and Gomorrah. The fire from heaven I will make fall down over them in order to make disappear all the wickedness and sin. Very soon you will know about me, impious nations. I will clean up from you all the cares, and I will make you bow down in your arrogance and propensity. I will crush your idols and destroy your cities, which are lost in sin. I am burning the seal for my creation, and I will not allow you to continue destroying what I have created with so much love. Be prepared, my people, because the days of my justice are coming close. Make known this message in all the ends of the earth. There you go, guys.
Whew. A dramatic warning.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it seems like those are the people who are most set against God as far as we can tell.
Yeah, definitely. It's a warning to them. He's had it. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, Carol,
I
have something today. I'll tell a quick story. This morning I asked the Lord for a word just for our group. He said, okay, I'll give you one. I wasn't in a position to kind of put it together at the time. So he gave it to me, and then he said, okay, read this tomorrow. Really? Okay. But, and, you know, if you read it, it it's not obvious that it's, you know, that it would make a difference. But anyway, but then I just was, I've been really in a good place, and he just sort of gave me this, and I'm not exactly sure how to describe this. I know he's in it, but if you'd like me to go ahead and read it now, I can, or I can do it a little later. Okay, so I'm just going to read it as I wrote it because I don't want to, I want to try to put it the right way, because I think this can be received in different ways depending on who you are, but anyway, so here goes. There is a mystery in following God. Therefore, the following writing is offered as a parable in a light spirit. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a piece of taffy, stretched and pulled until, in a moment, it is wrapped in light and sent away. And then this. The kingdom of heaven is like a door where people are lined up. People pass through the door, and the door is closed. Those who have not entered hear a loud rumble and the screaming of a multitude. Fear passes through those left behind. Some that have passed through the door do it willingly and know much of what is ahead. They are not afraid, knowing how the journey ends. Some heard good things about the door, but go forward in hope, but a lack of experience. They hesitate, but go forward. Others wish to flee the door in fear. In time, some return, giving hope to the fearful. The example in my brain when I was motivated to write this is actually a contemporary example of a roller coaster, which is enclosed and unseen before it's boarded. And when we enter with the knowledge of what it is, we do it for fun. But if we were to board a roller coaster without any knowledge of what it was, it would be very scary.
Oh, yeah.
So have fun in your walk, people. Have fun in your walk, because we can have faith in how it begins, how it comes out.
Yeah.
So he gave me. I don't know exactly how to describe that, but yeah, it really it's a matter of perspective, and we need to really embrace in faith our experiences. And there's a tremendous amount of powerful experiences that people are having right now, and we should try to enjoy it. We really should. And I know I had a great day.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
If you want me to read a line, I can do that. It's not that long. But it's up to you guys. I know. She's good. Very good.
Hi.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here. It's like some of the silence.
And I think that was Tana. I don't know what's happened.
Oh! I'm sorry. Here, I'm talking. I thought you guys didn't have you. I muted myself.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, we kind of went into a vacuum here.
And I'm talking and I'm saying, wow, that's awesome. Jerry, you really uplifted me with your testimony of today. And Pat, yes, Pat. And I'm talking to myself. And I don't even know if you guys heard me say, I said, what's so unique about us, and it's not that we're exclusive. We want everybody to be, on the same page or, experience what we're experiencing. And that is the joy that we have, that in spite of our hardships, our trials, our tribulations, the attacks, whatever, we just laugh it off and we just continue. We don't wallow in our sorrow about
no,
it.
No.
We rejoice because we know where we are in Christ.
and who who we are in Christ. So,
amen.
Go ahead, Pat.
Okay. I'll do this quick. He is faithful, it's called Undone by Love. Isn't that a good title? He is faithful to his word. Do not let the enemy lie to you that the Lord who has forgotten you or left you behind. The Lord is holding you in the palm of his hand, and he sees your tears. He sees the fears and have been trying to engulf you and drown you. He is empowering you to stand firm in him and deeply in his word. Do not despair. It has become darker in many ways, true, but the glory of the new morning he is leading you into is going to be brighter than you could imagine. Keep reminding yourself it is always darkest before the dawn. He is bringing healing. He is bringing freedom. He is bringing deliverance. He is bringing provision. Hold tight. It has been feeling like the birthing has been going on for so long, but he is with you, empowering you, and what he is birthing through his people this year is bigger, greater, and more beautiful than the body of Christ has even dreamt. Radical demonstrations of his love are about to be seen in special ways. The Lord is beginning to bring refreshment and strength to his people through radical, kind demonstrations of his love, meeting even the smallest desires of his people's hearts. That will demonstrate that he is listening, he is moving, he is engaged with his people, and is not sitting back watching his people struggle. He wants his people undone by his love, and these radical demonstrations of his love are going to bring a greater undoing. It has been heavy lately, messy lately, and a struggle lately for many. Hold on to him. He is performing his word even though it's not revealed yet. Acceleration is happening. Quantum shifts are happening. Changes are happening. The enemy is lying to many, bringing thoughts, pictures, and ideas of awful things to come for them. But these are lies. The truth is good things are on the way, and you are about to be undone by love. That's a good message.
Wow.
Yeah, hang in there, hang in there, hang in there. Don't get discouraged.
Nope.
Keep smiling. I was very encouraged. Just quick, I was watching. There's this show where they have to prove themselves to, on feats of going through this maze of things and the strength and getting through these things. I mean, it's kind of a fun thing to watch. It's a ninja something. I only watch a few minutes because it's just. But I learned something today. There was a guy who had diabetes. He's sick and everything, but he smiled all the time, and he worked out, and his attitude made my day. Like, he has all these things against him, but he went, and he did this competition and did very well with it, and even though he had diabetes so bad, and he said, this guy is always smiling and always positive, and I said, Jesus, that's how you got to be. That's what we all got to be. We just got to keep smiling and positive and cheerful, and no matter what happens, build each other up. Smile, because if you smile, it's that's the best contagious thing in the world. It's one smile to another, and lift everybody else with a smile. A smile works miracles, especially
it
if
does.
You're in the Lord.
It really does.
So he encouraged me greatly. He was constant smiling, constant upbeat, even though he was so sick. I mean, what a lesson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, don't
Absolutely.
Complain, and keep going. And count
Absolutely.
Your blessings. Yeah. Yeah, that was good. It was good. He wanted me to see that.
Well, any other news? Anything else? Anybody want? Tana? You're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm good.
Hi, honey.
Oh,
hi.
Yeah. Has the Lord been showing you anything? And it doesn't necessarily mean, like rapture or translation stuff, but has he showed you anything at work or, given you any insight or had, an experience of any kind? I don't know, just...
No, not really, but I mean, he shows me lots of triple numbers, and, he did show me every day. I opened my mail, and it said Christmas in July, and it's funny, I was on set of Days of Our Lives today, and we were filming a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that Christmas in July stuff. Yeah. There was a question.
It's now August. It's annoying, but it's not.
Oh, no. Right. Well, we're going to make Christmas in August, too. We can do that.
Yeah.
Sure we can.
Now,
the Julian calendar was still in July, and it's what is it? The July 9th of August.
Yes, yes.
But Julian calendar is still July. I'm not sure what day. 13 days earlier.
Then it's still no Christmas in July.
Hey, have any of you seen Peter John's videos? He has a video that talks about something happening on the 10th of August.
Really?
And it has to do with the clock being a guide. But I didn't quite understand what he was seeing from the 10th of August. I was just curious to see if any of you, if you all had.
I don't recall that video. I'm familiar with him, and I followed him for quite a while. The Lord, actually, I found him, and then the Lord redirected me to him with just a brief word about his clock. He's got some prophetic insights that I agree with, which are uncommon. But I have not seen the specific thing you mentioned, Carol. So is that a recent video?
Well, he just put out a recent a video yesterday.
I haven't seen that. Reminding
people to go back to the video, the different videos, but I haven't seen them all. So we've got. So if you go to it, Jerry, maybe we can, if you get some understanding and insight, be sure to share it with us, especially me, because I'm curious,
Carol, Rosemary just put in chat, I followed Peter John, but I could never understand his clock, I tried. I think it's worth actually, I will try to summarize the way I understand it. He says, on more than one occasion, either the Lord directly appeared to him or an angel of the Lord and told him to set this clock up, which has sort of...
For watch times,
It's a clock of prophetic timing, but it's a clock based on basically the Word of God and breaking it into segments. And he takes Revelation, I think, and other books, and he breaks it down and breaks the verses down and sort of separates them into time periods. And part of it, he said, he was shown directly. Part of it, he discerns by literally counting days, by breaking these time periods up from how long they are and laying them over all the verses, and then divides everything up so that the verses represent literally day counts. And the thing that's hardest to kind of handle, and I'm not being dismissive, but the thing that's sort of the most indefinite about it is that he's got it set up so that certain things are happening in a spiritual context, and he calls those decrees, like a decree goes forth for a certain prophesied event to occur, but it doesn't have to happen on that day. It can happen any time after that day. And a whole bunch of these things have been decreed according to his understanding and then haven't happened yet. And one of them that he spoke of and even recently was saying he thought could occur possibly exactly on the 25th of July was the head wound of the beast. And of course, to the best of our understanding, that did not happen on that day. So I understand kind of where he comes from. I like some of his prophetic insights.
but it's I'm uncertain what the to how to
yeah
how to receive
how to,
somebody
make
has.
Sense of it all.
Yeah. And I think unless he, apparently he's put up a new video, but his most recent video up until recently was one about Obama that he said got taken down, and he viewed it as direct censorship because he wasn't even, from his perspective, even being too, but it was mentioned and it was new, and I think that's why it came down. I think they have increasing numbers of people scouring for negative media and attacking it or taking it down with their influence, the way they use it. And so anyway, that's kind of how what it is. It, I think it's worth a look if people are curious, because it lays a lot of things out. And the timeline is reasonably close to what I've been led kind of to believe over a long period of time in from different ways. And I know he's got some interesting spiritual insights. So, and the Lord directed me to him at one point. But I do think he's, I guess what I'll say is this. I think he's, even with a lot of supernatural natural guidance, I think he's still subject to, well, you know what? Look at it this way. He's just another jackass, and he goes out there and he says the things that he believes are true. And the things, sometimes the things we want to happen don't happen the way we want. Let's put it that
right.
way.
Right. Hey, you know, we've got just a couple of minutes left, but Keith came on a little bit ago, and we sorry, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
You know, we were talking.
Hi, Keith. Love you, Keith.
But you're listening, right? You're there, right, Keith?
Maybe I had to go to one of his meetings.
He's feeding his red heifer.
Yeah, you know what? He probably muted himself, and he's listening to the show. That's what I'm guessing. Because I felt bad because he just came on a few minutes, maybe.
He's our newsman.
Yeah, you're a newsman. We love you, Keith. You know, and we're glad you're listening. We know you're listening. Yeah, we've got 90 seconds left, guys. So hey, let's call on Jesus and let's tell him to come for us today.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, Lord Jesus. I love
you.
And I love my sisters.
Love you, Jesus.
Yeah.
We love
each other and we love you. Come,
yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come take
today.
Us. And praise and bless you.
And the bride
worship you.
Come,
yes. Come, with,
come
get
Jesus.
Us.
Jesus, we love you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you.
Praise you and love you and worship you.
Thank you so much. We can't wait to be with you. So
we thank you. Please, please, please.
Amen. We love you, Lord, and help us live in your love.
Exactly.
Amen.
Come get us today,
amen.
Right now. We know you're coming to get us, but please come get us today right now.
Okay? Amen.
Yep.
I love you, Lord. Let me trust you.
And Keith, you're a red heifer, a red heifer cutie boy. Judy says, red heifer Keith, so cute. Yes, Keith, you're so cute.
Amen.
Okay,
you're
the
mascot.
We always say come. We don't say come now, come today. We always just say come.
Well, let's
say
come today.
Well, come today.
Come today.
Come today, Lord. Come today.
Come today.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Right now,
because we love
day.
You. We want to be with you.
Amen
Tana,
to that. Yeah. We want to be with you, Lord.
Tana is
Amen.
Brilliant.
Amen.
Right now, Lord.
Amen.
Right now, right now, right now.
Today, Lord.
Today, not tomorrow, today, not yesterday, today. Yeah,
yeah,
they,
I mean,
are love today.
In Revelation, it's spirit and the bride say, come, but that's
come.
Because that was a long time ago.
Yes.
Now we're in now. We're in present day.
Now it's coming
now.
He's coming
right.
here
right.
now. So we say, spirit of the bride, come now, today.
Right.
Jesus.
And do the
right
thing.
Now.
And I ain't saying please.
We love
She's saying,
oh, please come now. Pretty please with sugar on top.
Now.
I'll give you extra hugs.
Oh, extra sure. Oh, you bet.
Yeah, Judy says, I command you. And you know that scripture.
We command you,
no,
Jesus, to come and get us.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you, Lord Jesus, to come get us today, right now.
I'm sure he's loving it.
Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ,
dust and ashes
Lord
are
Jesus,
commanding.
Come for us right now.
Your dust and ashes are commanding you.
Jesus, you are our short order cook. We need this order to go.
Yes, right
That's
away.
Right. Yep.
We've got to be delivered.
This order is well done.
Amen.
We're well done.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guys go because I gotta do some stuff right now. I'll be in chat
sure.
off and on. But I just want to say thank you guys for, you know, for being here.
Sure.
Amen.
With us for me.
Our pleasure. Our joy.
And let's just keep telling Jesus to come for us. And the Lord bless all of you and may
yes.
give you more wisdom, revelation, showers of blessings, showers of, favor and health and joy and peace. And may his light shine upon you all and us all. And may we be like the morning star glowing in the darkness while we wait for Jesus to come. Who's coming right now? Because we told him to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got to get here.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You heard us, Lord.
Tana
We're
was,
desperate.
Tana was inspired. We're good.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right. Don't just come right now, right now, right now. Yeah, that's
right
awesome.
Now.
Amen.
Right
now.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it. He likes us to call out for him. We make up for the
Amen.
Ones who don't.
Uh-huh.
You
know. Right.
Yeah. Okay, guys, love
okay,
you all,
guys.
And we'll
love you all.
We'll hug in the air or on the phone.
In the air.
On our own.
In the air.
Group hug.
All right, love you guys.
Okay,
and
love you guys.
We'll chat soon. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Take care
Bye.
Now. Bye.